This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. House Republicans voted Wednesday to oust conservative Liz Cheney, a fierce critic of Donald Trump, from her powerful leadership role in a move that solidifies the former U.S. president's grip on the party. 18 months before crucial midterms and 3 years before the next presidential race, the Republican Party punished one of its own for refusing to embrace Donald Trump's false claims that Democrats stole the 2020 election. There were no speeches or fanfare, lawmakers said. In a lightning-fast voice vote, Cheney's Republican colleagues offered her up as the latest political sacrifice in the party's alignment with Trump. Speaking to reporters after being removed from her leadership position, Cheney says she does not feel betrayed by her ouster.
I think that it is an indication of where the Republican Party is, and I think that the party is in a place that we've got to bring it back from, and we've got to get back to a position where we are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president.
President Donald Trump's acting defense secretary during the January 6th Capitol riots plans to tell Congress shortly he was concerned in the days before the insurrection that sending troops to the building would fan fears of a military coup. He added it could have caused a repeat of the deadly Kent State shootings in the U.S. state of Ohio in 1970. Christopher Miller's testimony is aimed at defending the Pentagon's response to the chaos of the day and rebutting broad criticism that military forces were too slow to arrive, even as pro-Trump rioters violently breached the building and stormed inside. This is VOA News. The European Union calls for a halt to Israeli-Palestinian violence to, quote, prevent broader conflict, end quote. And the United Nations Secretary Security Council held another emergency meeting Wednesday on the worsening hostilities without agreeing on a joint statement due to opposition from the United States, Israel's key ally, according to diplomats. The U.S. saw the Security Council meeting as a sufficient show of concern, one diplomat told AFP on condition of anonymity. According to several sources, 14 of the 15 members of the council were in favor of adopting a joint declaration aimed at reducing tensions. The United States, Britain, and Germany called on China Wednesday to end its repression of the Uyghur minority, speaking out at a video conference that infuriated Beijing. Rights groups say up to 1 million Uyghurs and people from other mostly Muslim groups are detained in internment camps in the northwest Xinjiang region of China. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said during the conference, many of them and people of other religious minorities, quote, are being forced to work until they drop, manufacturing clothes and goods at the behest of the state, end quote. Iranian ultra-conservative ex-president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced his candidacy Wednesday to succeed moderate President Hassan Rouhani in elections next month. The 64-year-old populist was applauded by several dozen supporters as he arrived at the Interior Ministry to submit his application. The build-up to June 18th polls comes as Iran and world powers wrangle over reviving a 2015 nuclear accord from which the U.S. withdrew unilaterally in 2018, reimposing crippling sanctions. A Russian court sentenced popular opposition politician Yevgeny Roizman Wednesday to 9 days in jail for urging people to join demonstrations in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The sentence follows a wave of court rulings that have sidelined or sent into exile allies of Navalny. President Vladimir Putin's most ardent critic was jailed by authorities in February for more than 2 years on an old embezzlement charge Navalny says are politically motivated. The International Federation of the Red Cross says coronavirus cases are exploding in Asia with over 5.9 million new confirmed infections over the past 2 weeks. That's more than in all regions of the world combined. India alone confirmed more than 4,200 additional COVID-related deaths Tuesday, setting another daily record. The Red Cross warns the surge in Asia is pushing hospitals and health systems to the brink of collapse. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.